this summer, July.
Okay.
And from amongst them, because a lot of people say, what does that mean? What does that mean? And I really like to tell people what it's about because, you know, within all of our families and our circle of friends, we all have people, especially in our families, who are not where they should be. And you see so much greatness in them, and you just want to tell them, you know, whether it's drugs, alcohol, whatever it is that's causing them to be the way that they are, that they're not reaching their destiny, you want to tell them, come out from amongst them. So the lyrics of the song says, come out from amongst them, rise, O King. Come out from amongst them, rise, O Queen. And song just, it means so much to me because there's so many people that are in my life or that I've come in contact with or even through the ministry that they're just stuck. They're stuck. They're stuck on drugs. They're stuck on the past. They're stuck on alcohol. And I see so much greatness in them. And I just want them to know that life can be better. It really can if you just trust God. You can get off these drugs if you trust God. You can get off the alcohol if you trust God. You can stop lying if you trust God. So that song means a lot to me. So that I'm going to be Reed J. Rich on that one for sure.
Are there any other songs we can look out for from amongst them?
Yes, there's another one called I Am Here. And that song is actually on a movie score done by Vanessa Simmons. It's called Hollywood Chaos. So that song is going to be on there. And it's more of a CCM style song. But it's basically saying through everything you've been through, God, it's God speaking. He's saying, I am here. Through every situation, I'm here. And if you just let me guide you, I'll take you all the way through.
How important is Reed J. Rich's ministry?
It's extremely important. My ministry is who I am. It's just. And again, you know, as much as sometimes I try to run away from it because I'm like, why am I always doing it? Why do I feel compelled to do this or compelled to do that? And I don't do everything. I'm definitely spirit-led, but a lot of times a lot of things are placed on my plate, but it's never more than I can bear. But it's just who I am. I can't run from it. God has given me this. You know, I love people, and I love to see them get better. So my ministry is me. It's every part of me. I remember my husband said to me one day, we hadn't been married that long. He said, I really know who you are. He said, I understand who you are. He said, it's you to help people. You have to help people. That's who you are. And that meant more to me than probably anything he ever said because at that moment I realized he gets me. I don't just do it for show because most of the time I'm only helping one person at a time. So it's not like I'm helping the masses and I'm in the news. But I'm helping one person at a time.
You mentioned your husband.
Yes.
Tell us about him.
My husband. My husband is, he's an amazing supporter. He really is. You know, he's also in the entertainment business. He's a director and producer, and right now he does video games. And he's trying to create the gospel content for video games, which is going to be amazing. He has this concept that I think it's going to just go over really well. So he's there by my side, and we talk about a lot of things in ministry and in the business because, you know, our assignments are still the same no matter where we work, what we do. Our assignment is our assignment. So his assignment to lead people to Christ and to encourage people is still the same no matter what he does. So we talk a lot about that, how things cross over, and if he's doing a project, you know, you'll just see the God in it. It's sometimes it's just gently there, you know, it's just slightly hidden, so the average person won't catch it right away, and which is a great thing because then you capture a different audience because, you know, when you beat people over the head with Jesus, you may turn them off. But if they begin to just see something positive and they start liking it, they want to know, why do I like this so much? It's like a person. It's like, you know, why do I like this person so much? What is it about this person? And it's not that they're running around with a Bible. But it's the God in them that they're being attracted to or just causing the curiosity. So with that being said, you know, a lot of the stuff that we do, almost everything that my husband does has some sort of spirituality to it, every project, because he makes sure it does.
How can folks get their hands on You'll Win, and how can they get in touch with you?
Well, you can go on iTunes. Actually, every digital platform has You'll Win right now. The sales are going really good, and I'm so humbled and excited. So it's on every platform, Spotify, anything you could think of digitally, Google Music, it's there. So they can go and download. It's only 99 cents. To reach me, you can go on my website at Reid, R-E-I-D, the letter J, Rich, R-I-C-H.com. And they can email me from there. You can book me from there. I do speaking engagements. Love the young people, love the teens, especially the ones that are getting a little bit off track. Love to just show them the greatness in them, you know, in hopes to get them back on track and realize who they are. So I'm a motivational speaker, so I can be booked for engagements or no matter how big, how small, I'm available and willing to do the work.
It has been our pleasure. We're talking to our guest, Reid J. Rich. And don't forget, You'll Win is her latest single. And the new project will be out in July. And it's simply entitled
From Amongst Them.
Reid J. Rich, our guest inside of the Gospel Spotlight. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's our guest, Reid J. Rich.